Blog Talk Radio.
Heart Talk with Miss E. Today has been a very interesting day, and I've just decided, you know what, we're going to do this anyway. Our topic for today had been scheduled as Guess What I Did Last Summer, and as you can hear, I have my other little person in the background who decided she wanted to talk. Anyway, the program was going to be about having dreams of traveling and some of the issues that took place for a lot of our foster youth, whether they got to travel or not during their time with their either biological families or caregivers, and knowing that that may or may not have had an impact on their lives as adulthood, but definitely it has an impact on how we perceive ourselves. And I know for myself as an adult and not having been through the foster care system, there was interstate travel and sometimes interstate, but I never traveled outside of the country until I was 40 years old or older, and that made a big impact on my perception of both myself as well as the area, the society, and the culture in which I grew up. And it never ceases to amaze me. Every time I go somewhere, I learn something different. And our guest for tonight, I'm not going to tell it all because we actually did pre-record tonight's session because our guest, scheduled guest, Ms. Nicole Markman, actually has to work this evening and is unable to be on the call. So we were going to be smart. I was going to be smart and pre-record the program, which actually went quite well. It required some editing, so I edited the program. However, I was unable to export it in the format that it needed to be uploaded to air on this program. And I was somewhat frustrated and discouraged by that and decided that we just wouldn't have a program this evening. But then a lot of things came back, and the words of some of our former guests have come to mind. And when I think of what is the true intent of this program, it's to encourage our young people as well as our adults to, one, do something special for a child's heart, but also to follow our hearts and to find our purpose. And I began to think, what if I did not do this? Someone just may be on this broadcast tonight who needs to hear something from whatever is being said. The other part of that is that doing something special for a child's heart isn't necessarily about technical issues. It's not about money. It's not about circumstances. It's about using what you have to give what you have. I have a mouth. I have a line, and I have my heart, so I'm giving my heart to you and anyone who's listening this evening, guest or no guest. Anyway, as I was going back to talk about Nicole and her travel, she had been a guest on our program earlier this year, and she had the opportunity to travel during the summer to an out-of-country orphanage. And having been a foster child herself, she had some very interesting insights about life in foster care here and now, which has led to her long-term goals of doing international social work. So I'm going to actually leave that. Perhaps some of our listeners and someone will be able to help us with our technical difficulty. And I will plan to air that program on next Wednesday. Instead of it being a second or fourth Wednesday, that will actually be the first Wednesday in October, Wednesday, October 5th. So we will air that program, Guess What I Did Last Summer, on next Wednesday, October 5th, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So please be there and listen in, or be here and listen in to what there is to say. When we talk about speaking from the heart, we talk about speaking, what comes up for us. And I, as a speaker and being mentored by the most renowned speaker in our country and other countries as well, Mr. Les Brown, he says we have to think on our feet. He talks about when we speak from our head and not from our heart. And it's like, for me, I say, well, I do that a lot. I do that most of the time. Not that I don't think when I talk, but when there's something that's close to my heart, I speak up. So as we were approaching the time for this broadcast to begin, I start to think, what is on my heart? What is it that I believe that will be of benefit to the listeners, for those who are in care, who have been in care, and for those who are caring, and then those who know really little about what either of those positions hold. So today, I was with a client, and some of you may know that I'm a licensed marriage family therapist, and I'm the founder and director of Four Child Heart Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization for children living in places other than with their biological parents. So whether they're in foster care, relative care, whether they are being guardians, or they're in a group home, are they in the process of being adopted or have been adopted, we provide services, because in all of those there is at least one common denominator, and that is a child being separated from their biological parents. And even though everyone's experiences are somewhat different, they are all felt from the heart. And sometimes it's not always a pretty picture. Sometimes people have some beautiful stories to tell. And today, while I was with this young lady whom I actually had worked with as a preteen, or maybe a young teen at 12 or 13, and had not seen her for at least 4 or 5 years, and she recently came in for counseling services, coming through referral from her current caregiver, who had no idea that I had worked with her before. And when she called to schedule the appointment, my heart just jumped, because this is a young lady I had been thinking about and wondered whatever happened to her. I was really not pleased with the home that she had been in prior to. So when she was removed, or when she was moved from that home, I had mixed feelings. I was both relieved that she would be leaving and perhaps hopefully going into a better environment, but at the same time, I was sad because I would no longer have contact with her. And even with just that point, I want to say to anyone, if you feel like you're alone and that no one is thinking about you or no one cares about you, sometimes it's just as impossible for that to be verbalized to you, or it's not before you. There are oftentimes people who are holding you in their hearts, who are holding you in their prayers, who really want the best for you and are limited as to what they can do. And I believe that for those who believe that there is a source beyond just this physical body and bones and brain that we work with every day, that there is a presence, and I refer to that presence as God and the Holy Spirit, it's always intervening in our behalf. So this young lady came in, and I was just so overjoyed to see her. She is actually doing quite well, had some difficulties since the time I've seen her, but is now in a home that I feel really, really good about. And in our conversation today, she started to share with me how grateful she is because she knows that this person really cares about her. And I thought about some of the things that happen that we see that people just make assumptions that things are okay. And it's not always the big things. It's the little things. And there's a song that I love called Ordinary People by a gospel artist who's no longer with us, Daddy Bill Hall. And she says, what you have may not seem much, but when you yield it to the touch of the master's loving hand, then you'll understand how your life will never be the same. This young lady was sharing with me just the contrast between what happens with her current caregiver. She says, she sits down and she talks to me. She listens to why I do things. She takes time. She doesn't call me stupid when I don't understand my math. She takes time to see how my day went. Even if I'm going on and on and on and on, she listens and she tells me it's not always going to be that way. She just went on to talk about the things, and it was a real tearjerker because the care provider, you know, got her clean out. She said, I said I wasn't going to cry. And then the young lady said, well, I wasn't going to cry either. And I said, well, you know, I never promised that I'm not going to cry because when my heart swells up, I allow it to do what I believe it's intended to do, and that is to express what's going on. And at that moment, it was one of gratitude just being grateful to hear a positive story. And it wasn't one that she just conjured up just to try to make the caregiver feel good. You could tell that she was genuinely grateful, and she started to talk about, you know, what that meant to her. And then the caregiver turned around and stated to her, she said, you know, I've been holding this, you know, for a while. And I thought she was about to come up to say something negative that the young lady had done. And she looked at her and simply stated, she said, I know that everything that you need hasn't been presented to you as of yet because of some challenges, she said, but I just want you to know that I appreciate your being grateful for what you have. And she went on to mention that they didn't get to go clothes shopping for school, and that there were some other things that had gone on because of some logistics with foster care payment. And she said she really felt bad, and the young lady said, you know what? I've been in homes where they had the money and the clothes and they gave me no love. I know that you love me, and I appreciate the fact that I know when it comes, you will make sure I have it. We all needed Kleenex by that point. Because in my book, It's Hard Work, Being the Village That Raises a Child, I talk about the things that really do make a difference in the life of a child. And this goes for not only foster parents, group home people, et cetera. Sure, we want our young people to have decent things, but we don't want everything to be focused just on the material things. We want them to know it's about who they are, who they can become. And I loved it, the young lady said, she helps me to know that she cares about me and that she wants me to become the best version of me that I can be. And me, at that point, I said, well, hello. Because she didn't say to be someone else. She said to be the best version of her, saying that she didn't have to be like anyone else. She didn't have to become someone different. She could be her, but just emphasize on the positive aspects of who she is. And so that is really what's been on my heart most of the afternoon. How do we bring out the best version of our young people that we can possibly see, that we can bring out so that others can see too? And that's really my whole message to the world, is about changing our perceptions, our making our perceptions even more positive, if they already are positive, so that our young people can fulfill that vision and take hold of that vision in their own minds. Anyone knows me that, you know, I always, you know, use, forgot the word, an acrostic. Using the acronym, which is not quite an acronym, but using the letters in heart. And the one thing that it always starts off is holding a vision, holding a positive vision of the young people so that they can uphold to it. And as long as we're speaking negative things and to them about, you don't know this, why have you done this, why can't you figure this out, we're not holding a positive vision and not holding a positive image of them for them to see, for us to see, and for anyone else. And I realize that when you're dealing with day-to-day issues of discord and frustration and just trying to get through a day, sometimes that might be difficult. I had a conversation with a young person who's close to me recently, and I was saying, you know, sometimes it gets to the point that there are things that are going on that we don't approve of that makes it hard for us to present a positive image. So instead of when someone asks, well, you know, how's, you know, your young person doing, rather than saying, oh, they're great, I have to just say, they're all right. But, of course, anyone could probably pick up the fact that at that point it wasn't a very pleasant response, meaning that I was having some issues. But at the same time, I did not have to put out there a negative image or vision of the person. I was still able just to say, they're all right. And we have to check ourselves, even as adults, as to not put our young people down. Sure, they disappoint us. Sure, they do things that we do not understand. And sometimes they just, you know, will just outright disrespect us. But we still have to hold on to that vision that there is something more than what meets the eye at the moment, or even more than meets the circumstances. And is it easy? Not at all. But when your heart is in it, you can actually nurture your heart. And this is also about taking care of that inner child within us. Sometimes our own child inside is hurting, and we have to realize what is really going on. And I had an opportunity to take part in a conversation earlier this week where there was a disagreement about on how a situation was handled. And it really saddened me. And I thought about, you know, what is really going on with me? And I realized that that was that little girl inside of me that felt sad when the people that I cared about were unhappy with one another. So I was able to be able to get in touch with that. But then I also realized the same thing that happens when you're not able to process that. What do? We throw tantrums, we act out, we do name calling, and we aren't able to really come to terms with what's going on inside of us. We're pointing the finger at other people. And we do that as adults with our kids sometimes. So I would really encourage you to still look at, one, what is the vision that we have of that child? Do they turn into a little imp? Do they turn into the devil? Do they turn into your mother or your father or someone who did you wrong? Check your image. Check out the vision that you're holding of them at that moment and do something to change that. The other aspect of having heart and dealing with our young people is to have an ear. Sometimes we assume certain things, but we don't stop to listen, to really hear what are they really trying to say. And what they're trying to say may be something different than what they're saying, but we a lot of times assume that we know exactly what's going on. And even though we may feel a certain way, our thinking about what they're doing or why they're doing it may be different. So be willing to have an ear and just to say, you know, what is really going on, and to listen. You may or may not agree. You might not even feel that it's true, but one of the worst things we can do is to tell a young person, tell me what you're thinking or tell me what's on your mind. And then they tell you and you say, no, that's not it. That's not true. Well, why did we even ask? You might say, well, that's, you know, a little difficult for me to digest or to accept, but if that's what you say, I'll need to accept that. So in that way, the young person is encouraged to continue to be able to speak and share what is on their minds. I came across an article yesterday And if you're on Facebook, you can actually find it, post it on our page for For Child's Heart on Facebook. And the article came from this dynamic magazine that I'm just really, really excited about. And it is entitled Represent Mag, which is a Represent magazine, and it's at www.representmag.org. And this particular article is by a young lady, and she's entitled it, Opening Up, I Found a Therapist I Could Trust. And, of course, that really hit home for me because as a therapist, I really want our young people to know that they are really being listened to and that they're being heard. And, of course, you know, most therapists want young people to talk. And that's usually the one control and power that someone has is that they don't talk. It's like, you know, please give me a break because, one, they want to know if you're really interested. And this young lady, her name is Natasha Santos, and her article starts off saying, so what do you think about that? What do you think I think about that? Well, I think you're avoiding the question. And she says, for months, that was a typical conversation between my therapist and me. And, of course, I have to laugh because anyone who looks at Tyler Perry's presentations of Madea can recall the dialogue between Madea and Dr. Phil saying, you know, what are you thinking? He's like, what do you think I'm thinking? So are you upset about that? No, I'm not upset about that. Why are you upset about that? Anyway, the young lady went on to say that Rachel would ask her a question, and she wasn't going to give her access into her deepest thoughts because she had been traumatized by people really not caring about her in the first place. And she felt that if the lady, you know, wanted her to trust her, she'd have to work for it. And I believe that when we want our young people to trust us, it's important that we're willing to listen and not just jump in and lecture the whole time to hear it out, but at the same time, be willing to share what's on your heart and ask them for the same thing. People believe that because we're adults, we should automatically have the respect of our young people, but all respect is earned. There's a respect from just being human, but there's a respect to have the privilege of holding people's hearts, holding people's thoughts, holding people's secrets, holding people's pains in our own hearts, and to be able to walk with them in it. It's just like, you know, the trust exercise where you lay back and trust someone to capture you when you fall. If you let someone go, they're not going to do that again. So if you've let some aspect of that go and you're really not doing it from a place of good, it will be known. And sometimes our good is misunderstood or taken for wrong, but it's about consistency, being consistent, being persistent, and being present. And that's what happened in this young lady's story with her therapist, that when she went in, she went back and forth. And after a while, she finally felt that she could trust the therapist. And she felt that, okay, this is something that I think will be safe for me. And she realized that she could. And sometimes it's just about being patient, but have the ear. And a lot of times when young people tell us things, we want to take it and turn it around and get them to get the lesson right then and there. And if we were just be aware that everything is a process, even our working on ourselves, our working with our young people is a process. So that is the H and the E of heart. Hold a positive vision. Have an ear to truly listen. And I guess I'll give you the A. I'll have you to come back for the RTs because if there are no callers in with questions tonight, we're going to just make this a half-hour program. I wanted to say that the A is for to acknowledge where somebody is. We can also say to validate what someone's feelings are. Even if you don't agree with how they're going about doing something, acknowledge what you hear them saying. Don't just listen and just say, oh, okay. and going about your business. You know, just saying, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're having a hard time, or it sounds like this is what you would really like. Even if it's not something that you can think is possible. We've spent so much time trying to reason and give logic when all we need to do is withhold the heart. So, and this, you know, works with any relationship, not only in working with young people in the village, because the reality is we're always working with young people. We're always working with children, because that inner child inside of us never, ever dies. And if you were on the conversation here at the program that we had with Ray Luskin, when we talked about art from the heart and talking about that inner child that lays dormant within and healing through art, and if you did any of those exercises, I'm sure that you realize there is that untouched part of you that you forget about sometimes. So whenever you find yourself in a discussion with someone and you feel like you're not getting where, I want you to stop and ask yourself, you know, what is the vision that I'm holding of this person towards me? What is the vision I'm holding of myself? What am I hearing this person say? And am I able to acknowledge what the person is saying and feeling, most of all? And am I able to acknowledge what I'm feeling? That's a good start for working through your head and through your emotions and working from your heart. So this is about the end of my 30-minute segment of Heart Talk from Miss E. And let's see if we have anyone. No, we have no one listed that can actually get through the line nor speak in the chat room. Hi, guest. So I just want to let you know that there's never a time, if you know what you're set forth to do, to follow your heart, because even though this was not pre-planned, I believe that there is something in what I've stated to this point that it's going to have some impact and mean something to someone who will be listening to this. And I just want to thank both Ms. Nicole Markman. We are going to get your interview aired, but she is writing her book entitled A Resilient Spirit. And thank you for that, for reminding me that we have to have a resilient spirit to move forward in all that we do. And for Mr. Derek Clark, whose book and his message is Never Give Up. So we have to have a resilient spirit and never give up when we're following our hearts. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I have done today. I hope that there has been some value in this for you. And please feel free to drop us a note on Facebook at For a Child's Heart, Inc., or send us an email at heart@foracildsheart.org. We can also please subscribe to our email news list so that when we have broadcasts or special events, that you can be notified when I send out my monthly, quarterly, semi-annual newsletter, that you can be aware of what's going on. I'm already looking at some exciting possibilities for May, which is National Foster Care Month. And we also have November, which is National Adoption Month, coming up very shortly. And we hope that you will join us not only for the broadcast of the pre-recorded interview with Nicole Markman next Wednesday, but on the 12th of October, we will be celebrating our one-year anniversary of Heart Talk with Miss E. I'm almost finding that hard to believe myself. And it has been an awesome year. We've had some awesome guests. And if you have been listening for a while, if you would let us know what have been maybe some of your favorite broadcasts. I'm going to actually ask some of our guests from the past year if they will join us on just one big party celebration that we will have, and the impact that our sharing has on ourselves and with one another, because it's very important. And I want to hear from you if you think it's important that we continue this through another year. And if so, what is it that you would like to hear from our hearts to yours? So thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you. We look forward to hearing from you. And remember, God bless and do something special for a child's heart.
Oh,